so many people have spent so many years living with so much guilt that, well, we kind of get used to it. Easter, forgiveness, healing, freedom? Nah, not for me. Don't you bet on it. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take another look at this whole Easter thing from a different perspective. One of the things that we all deal with is guilt. It comes in many different shapes and sizes, but it's guilt nevertheless. Sometimes it's called low self-esteem. Other times it's a nagging sense that something's missing. And for some people, there's a deep regret about the past. And if there's one thing that we can't change in life, it's the past. Guilt and the need for forgiveness is the place where psychology and theology often meet. And believe it or not, that's what Easter's about, dealing with guilt. So many people have spent so many years living with so much guilt that we kind of get used to it. Easter, forgiveness, healing, freedom. Yeah, but not for me. Well, don't bet on it. When God deals with our guilt, life becomes fresh and new and wondrous. When we're not carrying that baggage of guilt around inside us anymore, when we've carried it around for so long, well, it can be hard, really hard to believe that God needs to set us free. This week on the program, as we're continuing our in-depth look at Easter, on this powerful story that has so much to speak into our lives here and now, we've been unpacking what God was thinking when he was planning Easter. He created creation, he created you and me, he gave the whole shoot and match over to you and me to use and to enjoy, and he always knew that when we did that, we'd rebel. And we have.
We know that Adam and Eve did that and they fell out of relationship with God because the price of sin, the wages of sin, is separation from God. It's what the Bible calls death. And we can get all intellectual about it. We can dismiss it as a fable. But God is God. And one day there will be a day of reckoning. And the only thing that will be acceptable to God in us is a complete perfection because God is perfect. And God and Easter is the time that we remember that we aren't. I'm not, you're not. And the perfection of Jesus was nailed to the cross to pay for our sin, to pay for our failures for you and me. He who knew no sin became sin for us so that we could offload all our sin and that he would pay for that on the cross through his death so that we can stand before God blameless. He died our death. He paid our punishment so that we can be completely perfect and guiltless and blameless in the eyes of God. Okay, that's the head stuff. That's the knowledge. But we don't put our faith in Jesus just with our heads. We believe with our hearts. We believe with our lives. But so many people, for so long, they've felt this inadequacy of never measuring up, never being good enough. That's guilt. They can't begin to imagine that Easter could ever be for them. You might say, Bernie, who are you talking to here? Are you talking about someone who believes in Jesus or someone who doesn't? The answer is both, absolutely to both, because I know people that will tell you that they believe in Jesus, but they haven't dealt with a guilt thing. Easter is such a huge thing to wrap our hearts around. It's such a huge leap of faith because we are so programmed to say, if you do wrong, you have to pay the price. But Easter says, if you do wrong, Jesus paid the price. And when we put our faith in what he did for us on that cross, we are set free from that guilt because God has forgiven us once and for all. You and I, when we look in the mirror, what do we see? We see all the blemishes and the wrinkles and the warts. And when we see ourselves in photos, we think, oh, yuck. When we hear a recording of our voice, we think, oh, that's terrible. When we see ourselves on a video, we want to be sick. God couldn't possibly ever accept me, could he? This Easter thing couldn't ever possibly be for me, could it? Did Jesus really die for me? This week, we haven't been spending a whole bunch of time specifically on Easter on the program. We've been looking more at Psalm 139 from the Old Testament. And today I'm going to read the whole thing because Psalm 139 is God speaking to us. Listen carefully to every word in every line. They're God's words. He's speaking them directly into your heart. And I pray that you'll hear three things from these words, that you'll hear how well he knows you, how he walks with you day by day, even in the dark places, and how lovingly and wondrously he created you. Have a listen. Lord, you've searched me and you know me. You know when I sit. You know when I rise. You know my thoughts from far off. You discern my going out and my lying down. You're familiar with all my ways. Even before a word's on my tongue, you know it completely, God. You hem me in, behind me, in front of me. You've laid your hands on me. God, such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty to attain. Where can I flee from your spirit? If I go up into the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths of hell, you're still there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the farthest side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold on to me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light will become night around me, God, even the darkness won't be dark to you, because the night will shine like the day, for dark is as light to you. Because you created me in my innermost being. You, God, knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. God, your works are so wonderful. I know that full well. My frame wasn't hidden from you when I was being made in secret in that place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. God, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days set apart from me were written in your book before any of them ever came into being. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand on the beach. And when I wake, I'm still with you. That is such a beautiful psalm. God loves you so much. I don't know how to say it any other way, but when God looks at you, he looks at someone whom he's handcrafted perfectly and wondrously and beautifully, and God's heart aches for you. Now, we've been talking about Easter these last few weeks, but this psalm to me is like a window into God's heart here. God wants us to be blown away by the incredible message of his love. God wants us to know his love and how huge and how faithful and how complete his love is. That was what was going on in his heart when he dreamt up Easter. He wants us to see his son hanging on that cross, bloodied, beaten, injured, dying, suffering, gasping for breath. Blood pouring down his face and dripping from the wounds in his arms and his legs so that he could pay the price of our sin. So that he could take away from us the absolute certainty of a death which involves an eternal separation from God and replace it with a fresh, new, powerful life here and now, and a life of an intimate relationship with Jesus that will go on forever. That's what Easter's about. And it's for you and it's for me. I truly believe that God is reaching out to you today and saying this. Yes, yes, Easter is for you. I came to set you free. I came to die for you. My son suffered for you because I love you so much, so passionately, so completely, so eternally. You, my child, are to die for. As you focus again on Easter this year, my prayer is that those words will ring in your ears. You are to die for. Social media is a great way to stay connected with your friends and the world around you. And we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. The Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts, devotions, and inspiration. So no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. If you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can share with your friends and family. So we'll be sharing God's word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen. So like us on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.